Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and you're listening to podcast episode number 165, being recorded on January 9th, 2008. Well, it's a Friday afternoon. We just finished up the first week back from break, and I wanted to share a quick activity that I did in class today. I teach 8th grade American history, and I'm constantly trying to get my students to read additional things about history, historical novels, different types of books that are in the LMC. And we have something here in our building that's called SSR, and it's really a whole another podcast, but we start off each day with silent, sustained reading. So on every day of the week, except for Friday, at the beginning of our school day, we have a school student-produced broadcast that we show. But on Monday through Thursday, we start off every day with 20 minutes of reading. And it's done by everybody in the school, every teacher, every class, our principals, people in the library. Really, the school just stops and stands still for about 20 minutes. And we've done this for, I think this is the fourth year, and it's been an incredible success. You know, obviously we have a couple students that probably aren't into reading as much as everybody else, but, you know, really overall, it gives you a reason to have a book. And I know as an adult, I now have a focus on reading, and you don't have the excuse anymore of, well, I never have time. It was amazing when we started the SSR program, teachers at lunch began talking about books a lot more than they ever had before. So that's an entire another podcast. But as we do SSR, I always try and encourage my students to read some of the historical novels we have in our LMC, in our Library Media Center, because we have some great books, and it's just a matter of getting the students to kind of get into one a little bit here and there, and then they'll start reading it. So I did something today called the Book Blitz. And this is a literacy strategy that actually our vice principal, Julia Gorecki, talked about, I think it was about 5 years ago when she was a literacy coach. And what we do in our class is I go ahead of time to the library and I talk to some of our librarians and I asked if they could help me pull about 30 different historical novels from the bookshelf. And then I added a couple of books in my own classroom that I have from my own collection. And so my largest class right now is 31 students. So I had about 32, 33 books ready to go. And I give my students a sheet of paper at the beginning of the period. And I put a copy of that sheet of paper on, as a PDF file on the website. So you can go ahead and download that if you'd like to use it. But it's got enough space for 5 books and to quickly write down the title of the book, the author of the book, a summary of the book in 3 sentences, and then a little star rating with 5 stars so they can rate the book, and then just a little bit of space for an additional comment. And what we do is I put up the timer on in our classroom, and I would definitely suggest using a timer of some kind. And the timer that I use is an online timer, and I'll put that link on the blog as well. But I set the timer for 3 minutes, and each student has a book. I tell them, you know, just kind of sample the book a little bit, read the back cover, read the inside, just kind of get an idea for what the book's about. You know, either start reading the beginning of the book or just kind of leaf through the book and read a couple different segments. And then once the timer goes off at the 3-minute mark, then they begin officially writing down the information about their book. Title the book, author, summary, rate it, and they get 3 minutes to do that. So once again, I just hit reset on the online timer. They then have time to write that information and jot some stuff down. And then once that three-minute timer goes off, then everybody switches books. And what I do is I just have the students give the book to the person behind them, and then the person in the back row just brings it to the front of the row. And then that way, nobody has to move around too much. They just hand it to the person next to them. And then I start the timer again so that they have 3 minutes. And I don't let them write down, like, the title of the book or the author of the book at first. once you get your new book, all you're doing is reading. You're not writing anything down. You'll have plenty of time to do that during the 3 minutes that comes after it. But everybody then dives into the next book, and it's a completely, you know, quiet activity. There's not students talking and visiting and stuff. Everybody's just quietly doing their activity. And so in the process of a 45-minute time period, we do five books, which takes up 30 minutes, but then you have to kind of figure just a little bit of time, you know, in between each one and rotating the books and stuff like that. But we did that project today, and a lot of the students really enjoyed it. I heard several students talk about, you know, oh, I never knew that this book was there. Or there were different conversations happening where students said, oh, yeah, I've read that book before, and it's great. You should definitely read that. And that's really exactly what I want to get out of the project. I want my students talking a little bit more about book titles. And you could do this with any type of book. As a history teacher, I'd like to get them involved in some of the historical novels that are available. And so we use historical novels, but, you know, you could use anything. But this way students are kind of talking a little bit about books, and they kind of have an idea for, oh, yeah, you know, once I get a chance to go to the library, I want to check out, you know, The Rifle, or I want to check out The Captain's Dog, or, you know, I saw it during the Book Blitz project. At the end of the period, the students did turn in the sheet, and I can give them a quick completion grade for that, but then I'll go ahead and give that sheet back to them so they have a copy of books that they read and or that they saw during the Book Blitz, and then if they want to go to the library and pick that up, they can do that later in the future. So if you'd like to replicate this in your class, I think it's a great activity. It doesn't take that much lead time. You just basically have to copy off the worksheet and then get the books ready. A couple tips if you'd like to do this in your classroom. One, I would definitely use the online timer or like a little egg timer, because once you get into reading the book, you're going to forget about, oh, 3 minutes is up, and you won't be able to stay on track or on schedule. And I told my students at the beginning, this is kind of like going to one of those tapas restaurants where you just get like a little portion of something and everybody kind of shares, and you're not actually getting one main course. You're getting a whole bunch of tastes of different things, and that's kind of what we want to do with the Book Blitz. So, you know, definitely use the online timer so you can get five different books in one period, and then the students can walk away with at least exposure to five historical novels. The second tip is, again, don't let them write during that first 3 minutes. A lot of students wanted to write down the name of the title and the author and stuff, and, you know, I just said, hey, don't write anything down. You know, just use the 3 minutes to read, and you'll have plenty of time during the 3 minutes to write and get all that stuff down. So have them use the full 3 minutes to just completely get into the book and kind of, you know, taste it a little bit and see what's happening. The third tip, I would definitely encourage the teacher to do the activity with your students, and I did that for my five classes today. You know, I was involved in the rotation as well, so I was reading the same books the students were, and then during the writing part, I was writing down comments about the books, and I think when they see that you're doing it and you're actually, you know, participating, that makes a big difference as being a model for them. I think sometimes, you know, teachers give students some project like this, and then they just do busy work or grading during it, and I think it kind of loses a little bit of its value. So be a participant and, you know, enjoy it. Read, you know, read a little bit of what your students could possibly be reading too, and you might actually encourage some discussions with your students about books that they're reading. I know during SSR I tend to read kind of a mixture of things. I'll read some, you know, biographies of, you know, historical figures, or I've read some method type books on education recently and stuff. But then I also do like to read things like a Gary Paulsen book here and there, or, you know, just more of kind of like a junior high reading level book, so that I can then, you know, be able to talk to them about a book that they might be able to use in their own life. So the fourth tip is, at the end of time, you might want to ask if they had any books that they really liked. So when the students turned in their worksheet today, we typically have like 3 or 4 minutes at the end. And so, you know, just kind of get a discussion going, hey, did anybody, you know, give a five-star rating to any one particular book? Or has anybody read one of those books we worked with today that they really liked? And then students started to say, oh, yeah, I read this book and liked it. Or, you know, I read the segment here. And, you know, I did have a couple students in each class that said, yeah, I definitely want to check that out. On Monday when we come back, I want to go to the library and check that book out. So, you know, kind of use it as a discussion starter and see if they want to talk about it at all. And then again, ask your librarians if they would like to help you. We have an awesome library staff, and I went to the library last week and talked to Amy and said, hey, is there any way you could pull some books for me? And, you know, told her what I was looking for, historical novels. She knows our curriculum time span for American history, and, you know, she asked, well, do you want stuff within your own curriculum area? And I said, well, that'd be great, but if it's something outside of, you know, a particular historical period that we cover, that's totally fine too. So definitely use your librarians. Ours are great. They want to be involved in our classroom and they want to help us out, and they're always super supportive. So, you know, definitely, you know, ask them. They have a great concept of what they obviously have in their own library, and then you can bring some of your own books too. I have a row of books in my classroom that students typically can go look at for SSR, and so I pulled a couple of those and included those in the books. Now, on the blog, I have included the names and the authors of some of the books we use today, and I've read some of those, but I haven't read all of them. So if you want to start there, you know, that gives you kind of an idea. And again, you know, I'm an 8th grade American history teacher, you know, so that's kind of the genre that we picked, and most of them have to do with curriculum that we study, but it doesn't have to be. So that's just there to give you kind of an idea. If you've ever done an activity like this in your classroom, or maybe you've read some of those books, or this would also be great, if you would like to suggest a book that people do for this activity, go ahead and leave a comment on the blog. I mean, it'd be neat to kind of see people add title suggestions. So if there is a historical novel that your junior high students or middle school students or even high school students have really enjoyed in the past, go ahead and leave a comment and add it to the discussion. And we'd love to be able to have a lot of people chime in on stuff that's working in their classroom. So there's an activity we did today, kind of real quick, the book blitz. And, you know, we might do it again maybe towards the end of the year. I don't know. This was kind of a cool time of the year to do it because we're just back from break. And students are kind of looking for some ideas for some books. So, you know, you could probably do it more than once a year. Yeah, I might try it in the spring. The spring, you know, tends to get a little bit hectic anyway. But I think at the beginning of the year or the beginning of the semester would probably be the best time to do this. So go ahead and check it out. Leave a comment if you'd like. I'm available at speakingofhistory@gmail.com if you have a question. And other than that, it's the end of the week. It's about 50 degrees on January 9th, 2009, so I'm going to go out and probably grill a little bit and get ready for the weekend. So thanks for listening to Speaking of History, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys.